Next, an organisation which has probably perhaps played a part in something that you've attended. You may not have even realised it. They're involved in a lot of activities around sport. And they do a lot of good for the community, raising money, extracting a dollar or two from those who can afford it, and certainly directing it to perhaps some other areas. Coming up later this month on the 25th of November is a special cricket match. It's for the Taverners Taz Inclusion Shield. What's it all about? Who's involved and who's playing and how does it work? With me in the studio is Robert Billig. He's the chair of Lords Taverners in Tasmania. Thanks for coming in, Robert.
It's a pleasure, Louise. Thanks for inviting me in.
How did you get involved with Lords Taverners in the first place?
I blame now my predecessor chairman, Paul Sheehan.
Ah, the infamous Paul Sheehan.
He got me involved a dozen or so years ago. I was a regular attender of his events, and in the job I had at the time, I was able to bring along some clients and became very interested in the cause itself and saw what great work the Taverners did. And, the rest is history, I guess. I joined the board and here I am as chairman now.
Do you think I'm right? A lot of people have attended events not knowing that behind the scenes there's probably the hand of the Lords Taverners?
Yeah, that's right, Louise, because we've had some pretty big events and some wonderful guests who've been very generous in donating their time to us. And we always try and intersperse our events with some of our awards that we deliver, but the mainstay of those events is, of course, the entertainment that we've delivered to our clients. And, beneath that is the Junior Taverners and the Barassi and Bacon Award winners, the people that we're really there to help.
Yeah.
So they sometimes are a bit of a sideline, but we had a big event yesterday over at the Bellerive Yacht Club, and we made a real highlight of the awards that we gave yesterday.
I'm sure it was. You mentioned the name of the great man Barassi, and it seems with some of the people who come back year after year to some of those events, you couldn't stop them getting on the plane to come down here, could you?
No, we had just a wonderful run from Ron Barassi. He supported us for, 15 or 17 years, freely gave his time to us, and through his wonderful contacts brought so many other wonderful guests down. And, sadly Ron's not able to attend these sorts of events these days. But very, very generous to the Taverners and really put us on the map, when someone like that wants to associate their name with our event and our cause, then it's been a tremendous help. Mm.
You mentioned what goes on that people don't necessarily see, and I think the Inclusion Shield is probably a good example of that. Tell me how that came about.
Well, it's down to a few people, really. We've been pushing for this for some time. It stems, I guess, from the National Cricket Inclusion Championships, and Tasmania's been sending a side along to that for a number of years. Not always a full side, but this is growing in momentum. And New Horizons, an organisation that supports activities for people with a disability in the north of the state, has been well behind that. And just in the last few years, this wonderful man, Jason Smith, sort of has emerged as a great passionate advocate for those with a disability playing cricket. And he's generated a lot of enthusiasm in the south and done a lot of coaching. And it's built the momentum to a point now where we've got enough people who want to play, can represent the south, represent the north. And we've got a challenge on now, which is so exciting.
Well, you've zeroed in exactly the right element, haven't you? Nothing gets something going in Tasmania like making it a north-south rivalry challenge kind of thing. That's the ultimate for this state, isn't it?
It is. We're tapped into that. the state neatly divides into the north and south, so it's appropriate to do it that way. But, we're looking to the future, and there are people in the northwest who are keen to play as well. So, we're looking beyond this as to what else we might make of this. And it's just a tremendous opportunity for people who wouldn't normally get a game of cricket.
Tell me how they come together. How do they get to be part of this? Because presumably they're not working as part of a team, but this is a team formed for the challenge, isn't it?
Yes. In the main, these are people who are assisted by organisations such as Mosaic, New Horizons, and Special Olympics. Those organisations do wonderful work in the community. They've got programs to try and bring out the skills and the personality of the people they assist. And playing sport is just an avenue that they have are promoting, because sport can make such a difference to people's self-esteem, their confidence, and what they're prepared to do.
Mm.
And a little bit of effort and a little bit of work, you can see fairly immediate results, and that just generates the enthusiasm and gets the momentum going. And when you've got a group of people doing that together in a team, they all feed off each other, and the friendships get generated. And it's not so much about the actual sport itself, but just the working together that can change people's lives.
It's amazing, isn't it, what the generosity of spirit can achieve when sport's reduced to its pure joy of playing the game, and you strip away all the things that are just made. It's such a negative, it seems, at sometimes at elite level.
Yes. Yeah. There's many levels that sport operates, and many people in the community operate at grassroots level, and they get a simple thrill out of seeing, a child, a young girl, a boy pick up a cricket bat and hit a boundary for the first time. And that's a thrill many of us have enjoyed, and that's a thrill that we want to share. We at the Tamners, we want to share that with many, many more people in the community, and let everyone have a chance to have a go.
And that's what too. So every effort to accommodate the disability that a young person is living with, that they need to be able to be part of this, is accommodated, isn't it?
Yes, and it is. And you know what we're told. The people that work closely in this area, we're told that this not only has the impact that I talked before about the with confidence and enthusiasm, but you know, if someone has improved a skill in picking up a cricket ball or hitting a ball with a bat, then the rest of their life improves as well. You know, you'll find that they'll be more motivated to do things at home and in other community activities that they might not have dared move into. So it's a ripple effect.
You're listening to Robert Billick. He's the chair of Lords Taverners. Coming up on the 25th of this month is the Taverners Taz Inclusion Shield, isn't it? Is there an actual shield?
Yes, we've called it a shield. I guess that's a link with cricket. We often have a shield,
a good one.
There. It's what we've built this around, and the North-South Challenge. The Tavs are promoting this, but we're doing this off the back of a lot of work that other organisations have done
well. Where is it? When is it? And can people come along and watch and cheer?
Oh, we'd love people to come along. So it's going to be on Sunday the 25th, which is not next weekend, the weekend after, starting at 12 o'clock up at the Soldiers Memorial Oval up on the Domain there. And the Hobart City Council has done... we're very grateful for what they've done to make that ground available for us, because as many people know who try to find grounds to play cricket, it's not easy to find a ground, but the City Council has come to our rescue, so we acknowledge their contribution there. So 12 o'clock on the 25th of November, up at the Soldiers Memorial Oval, which is the crossroads.
And what time?
12 o'clock start. It should go through until about 5. And we'll have two groups of very enthusiastic young cricketers.
All you need now is Ra the Sun King to be on board and to make sure that the sun does shine on the day.
Yes, well, we've got a booking for a bit of sun there, but whether it's going to be held to that.
I'm sure it'll work. Look, congratulations, and on all the other work, and you mentioned too, I mean, I'm sure money was raised yesterday, and there must be such a long list of groups and organisations that you work with whom you'll continue to work over the summer.
Yeah, so, it's a very cooperative effort, and funding is always the issue, Louise. We did have a very good event yesterday. We're putting some of our funds that we've raised into this event, and we'd like to do more. And of course, we encourage people to support us, and we can't obviously do anything without the support of a whole lot of people and the general public. So we've set up, people can get in touch with us through our website. Just Google Tabs Taz and you'll get onto our website, and you'll see on our website that we've got a number of different ways of giving with membership. We've set up a Taz Tabs inclusion shop, so there's items for sale there, and all the proceeds from those sales go towards the Taz Tabs Inclusive Community Fund, and that fund is set up to exclusively support inclusion cricket.
Yeah.
So people can buy stuff, they can make donations, membership. So go to our website, Google Tabs Taz, and you get all the information there.
And it's all happening within this state too, isn't it, and around the state?
Yes, this is a Tasmanian initiative, and what we're doing is bridging the gap between the Tasmanian inclusive side and the grassroots practice level. So this is the start of what we hope will be a lot more in the future.
How's your cricketing ability?
At the moment.
No, you I was past glories to tell?
Very humble cricketer, Louise, back in the day. I played at school, very enthusiastic I was. I love cricket, and that's why I want to see so many other people enjoy it. But the good Lord put my abilities in other areas, not on the cricket field.
To each their own ability. But good to talk to you, Robert. Good luck with the event too. I hope you get a good crowd, and I hope everyone enjoys the day out. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Louise, and thanks to the ABC for giving me a chance to talk to you.
Pleasure. From Lord's Taverners, it's Chair Robert Billick.